Just about every poll shows that health is at or near the top of the list of concerns for Democratic primary voters. That's not lost on the Democratic presidential candidates. They talk about health issues regularly, from covering the uninsured to lowering the cost of prescription drugs. But they don't always talk about it accurately. NPR's Julie Ravner reports.
Massachusetts Democratic Senator John Kerry hasn't been all that active on health issues in the Senate, mainly because they're all but owned by his home state colleague, Senator Edward Kennedy. But Kerry knows his way around federal health programs, which made this comment at a South Carolina debate last month all the more puzzling.
For instance, in Medicare, 50% of the cost is going to 5% of the people for Alzheimer's.
Kerry's on the right track. The sickest 5% of Medicare patients actually accounted for more like 60% of Medicare costs in 1998, the latest year for full statistics. But it wasn't all or even mostly for Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's cost Medicare about $32 billion in the year 2000, according to the Alzheimer's Association. That's more like 15%. Then there's the Reverend Al Sharpton. Asked at that same South Carolina debate whether the wealthy should pay more for Medicare, here's how he responded.
I think that when you have the present setup that you have and you go above $80,000 and they pay nothing, I think that is absolutely ridiculous. I think that they must pay their share.
Sharpton's referring to the fact that the payroll tax for Social Security stops getting collected after earnings top a set amount, $87,900 this year. That used to be true for the Medicare portion of the tax, too. But Congress raised the Medicare cap to $125,000 in 1990 and eliminated it completely in 1993. So now employers and workers pay the Medicare portion of the tax on all of their wages. A frequent target for all the Democratic candidates has been the new Medicare law signed by President Bush in December. They regularly charge that the measure provides billions of dollars to drug makers and insurance companies, which it does. They also regularly make this claim about the bill, here voiced by former Vermont Governor Howard Dean in a speech last week.
The bill bans anybody from going to Canada to get cheaper prescription drugs.
Dean is right in that the law doesn't make it legal to buy drugs from Canada, despite the fact that the House voted to do so. But the candidates' comments imply that it was legal before and the new law outlaws it. That's not the case. Buying drugs from outside the U.S. has been illegal since 1988 under a bill written by Democrats to combat counterfeiting. The new law simply preserves the status quo. But even having hundreds of health policy staffers doesn't make you immune from factually questionable claims. Here's one President Bush made on his appearance this week on NBC's Meet the Press.
I strongly felt that if we didn't have an element of competition, that if we weren't modern with the Medicare program, if we didn't incorporate what's called health savings accounts to encourage Americans to take more control over their health care decisions, we would have even a worse financial picture in the long run.
That depends what the meaning of long run is. By the administration's own estimates, at least for the next 10 years, both the health savings accounts provisions of the Medicare law and the private plan competition in the program will cost the federal government more, not less. Health issues are expected to play a major role in this year's presidential campaign. At least the candidates left standing still have 9 months to straighten out their rhetoric. Julie Ravner, NPR News, Washington.